It's activity time at Busy Bees Academy in Columbus. Four-year-olds Aries and Caleb grab chubby paintbrushes and smear white paint on black construction paper. Pre-K director Kathy Holiday kneels down to ask about their projects.
What are you two doing?
Then Aries picks up his painting and takes it to the next table, where eyedroppers sit in pools of paint.
Two steps.
So you get to do the puffy paint over here, then you get to add the color over there.
Aries and his friend are just having fun, but Holiday and their classroom teacher are watching closely for developmental milestones that indicate kindergarten readiness.
But he had the large paintbrush, but then he switched from the large paintbrush to the dropper, that he had to use the two fingers and use very fine motor skills in order to get the color, watercolor, into the paint.
Busy Bees uses the Indiana Department of Education-developed iStar-KR to track students' progress through the year. Every child is screened before entering preschool. Then they're assessed three times, in the fall, winter, and spring, before heading off to kindergarten. Those mid-year assessments are happening now. But Holiday is quick to point out that doesn't mean her students are sitting down to take a bubble test.
It's called an assessment tool, but the students don't realize that they are being assessed. They're four-year-olds.
Instead, the iStar-KR is based on teacher observations. Keeping tabs on how well students are progressing is a huge part of any pre-K educator's day. At the Hoosier Uplands Head Start in Bedford, teachers spend about 6 hours each week tracking students' development.
And this is the screen that the teachers would see every time that they got on this particular checkpoint for this child.
Early education supervisor Samantha Bowles pulls up the website Hoosier Uplands uses to organize all that data. On screen, color bands keep track of what's age appropriate for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds.
So if we have a child who is working on social and emotional skills, you know, making friends is something that we want them to be able to do. So we can go ahead and we can document, you know, today so-and-so played in a group with 3 other children and then continued to play after 5 minutes.
Like most Indiana Head Start programs, Hoosier Uplands doesn't use the iStar-KR. That's because Head Start has been tracking kindergarten readiness for years, before the state created its free assessment. So Hoosier Uplands pays for a program called Teaching Strategies Gold. Switching to the free iStar-KR would be difficult because the state's assessment tool is not aligned to Hoosier Uplands' curriculum.
Where we might show that the kids are meeting and exceeding, they might not show that based on their assessment. So it's kind of hard. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Still, Bowles is able to send detailed reports on each kid to the school districts they'll eventually attend. It's a massive undertaking. The Bedford site where she works sends kids to 11 elementary schools. But what Hoosier Uplands does is the exception, not the rule, says IDOE Early Learning Director Charlie Geyer.
What does transition look like? Because right now, it's different for every single student in every single program.
An early learning survey the department conducted last year found only 2% of Indiana students reach kindergarten with any kind of documentation of what they learned in pre-K.
Eventually, hopefully, we're going to have more advancements and more funding, and it's going to expand. And the way that it's organized right now, there's some holes and gaps that need to be filled so that when we do get the funding, we can do it in the right way.
Geyer wants to see the state work with child care providers to improve the iStar-KR and increase its reach. He says that's work that can be done even if lawmakers don't approve a pre-K pilot this session. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.